You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Don't be afraid to call us. That's what Grand Rapids Police Chief David Rohinsky told a recent meeting of anxious people at the Hispanic Center of West Michigan, people who do not know how and if President Trump's immigration crackdown involves local police agencies.
We're here to help at a community level. If you're a resident of Grand Rapids, regardless of your immigration status, if you call us for help, we're here to provide that help.
Chief David Rohinsky is with us now. And Chief, why did you feel that you needed to step up and make that clear statement at that meeting?
Well, to the credit of our Hispanic community, they were expressing concern. And the last thing we want them to be reluctant to do is reach out to our agency if they're the victim of crime or if they witness a crime. So I wanted to make it clear the differences between federal immigration policy and local policing.
And what do you worry will happen if these people become so worried about deportation that they don't call your officers?
The relationship that we've invested in and that we've developed over the years has really led to a decrease in crime in Grand Rapids. We've got relationships built on trust. They're quick to come forward when they witness a crime. They're quick to assist the department in investigating crimes. We've been very proactive in terms of not allowing a gang presence in our city, and that's in part due to those relationships. So what I don't want to see happen is those relationships deteriorate. But just as importantly is I don't want someone who's a victim of crime, someone who may be in a domestic relationship where they're being battered, someone who comes home and their apartment's been burglarized, or someone who comes home to find that a grandmother or a young child is missing. And because of their immigration status, they're afraid to call 911 to get the help that we're here to provide.
We're seeing very clear signs the president expects to use local officers to enforce federal immigration law. He's reviving a vintage program that deputizes local officers to do that very thing, and that's drawing a lot of attention in Arizona. Are you feeling as though you and your officers are being kind of put between the proverbial rock and a hard place?
My fear is that, particularly for first-generation immigrants, the difference between federal, state, and local law enforcement can be confusing. If English isn't your native language, you know, policia, everyone who wears a badge is authorized to make an arrest. So what I'm trying to stress to our Hispanic community is we're not ICE agents. We're not here to pick up and to enforce people who are here undocumented. What we're here to do is provide a safe community for the residents of Grand Rapids, regardless of that status.
Certainly, your feelings and your message to the people at the Hispanic Center of West Michigan echo an open letter that's just been released by a group of 61 police chiefs from all across the country, including Dearborn Chief Ronald Haddad, basically pleading with the president and senators to not pull local police departments into this federal immigration enforcement. So this really does, in a sense, harm locally based community-oriented policing?
I have no doubt that if we were forced into that role of serving as an extension of the federal enforcement agencies in terms of immigration policy, that would hurt our ability to police our communities. So I respect the role of the federal government. I think they, in turn, need to respect the role of municipal police departments in terms of making our communities as safe as they can be for all of our residents.
We're hearing and reading more and more signs that the president and his team and Homeland Security are taking a closer and harder look at hundreds of sanctuary cities to see which should lose federal funding. So in a sense that if you give safe haven to undocumented immigrants, you're at risk of losing federal funding. And I'm just wondering, what's your take on what constitutes a sanctuary jurisdiction? Is that even clear?
It's a great point. There is no real clear line of demarcation in terms of what constitutes a sanctuary city. What I don't support is if an agency arrests someone who is here illegally and books them into their either their municipal jail facility or their county facility, I believe we have an obligation to notify our federal counterparts in ICE and Customs and Immigration Enforcement of that arrest. So, from my interpretation of a sanctuary city, it's one that isn't cooperating in terms of the role that our federal counterparts are playing in terms of policing immigration. So I think there is definitely a role. I just don't think it's one that the local authorities, the policemen who walk your neighborhoods, the policemen who your kids get to know through their various outreach programs, I don't think that should be our role. And I think that's a discussion that we in law enforcement need to be having at the local, state, and federal level in terms of being respectful for the relationships that we've developed and making sure that we don't take a step backwards.
When you stand before the immigrant community in West Michigan and say, trust us, you don't need to be afraid to call us, immigration status won't matter to our officers if you call, how can these people trust you? How do you convince them to trust you?
It's very difficult, and that's why they need to hear it continually, and that's why the relationships that we've already built up are so important. But having said that, inevitably there'll be stories anecdotal of someone who was stopped for a traffic violation, who may have had an outstanding warrant, who ultimately gets booked into a county facility and may end up deported. So what we need to explain in very clear terms is if you're the victim of a crime, if you need police help, your immigration status is not an issue with us. Conversely, if you're a criminal and you're here illegally, we're not offering safe haven. We're not neglecting our role in law enforcement. We're just making a very clear line of demarcation in terms of people who need our help and the criminal element. And just because someone is here undocumented doesn't necessarily put them in a criminal context in terms of municipal law enforcement and providing that assistance.
Grand Rapids Police Chief David Rahinsky, thank you so much for taking our questions.
Thank you.